Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. And you can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my paperback and Kindle, 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because I know you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women just like you and me to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to become a great leader that others will want to follow. Let's talk about why acknowledgement matters to the team leader and to the members of your team. William James, the father of psychology, stated that the most fundamental psychological need is to be appreciated. Everyone wants to feel appreciated for the work we do. For leaders, the payoff for showing your appreciation is that your team members will do more. But here's something to think about. Team leaders often believe that they are more appreciative of their members than the team members think they are. The same can be said for team members themselves. Sometimes they don't appreciate each other or even themselves. If you've ever felt that your team members don't respect you, it could be because they don't feel you appreciate them. You fail to acknowledge them and the hard work that they're doing. When you lose their respect, your authority and control quickly becomes undermined. Acknowledging team members is a positive way to interact with them, and it can boost their respect for you. Acknowledge their hard work and the results that they're getting. Reinforce what you like to see most often. When you see your team members doing something right, acknowledge it immediately. Give the praise, give the acknowledgement, give the recognition. And try to do this often and do it sincerely. Be sincere and specific instead of blurting out an automatic good job. As a leader, you need to take the time to thoughtfully explain your appreciation for the actions by your team members. Think about it. Don't we like when someone appreciates specifically what we've done or what we've accomplished? We all like to be appreciated, and we love to be recognized. Showing appreciation for your team members and their efforts puts motivation and inspiration in the team itself, and they're going to want to do more and better. Whether you're in network marketing or you're in a corporate world and you have a team, the same holds true with everyone. Everyone likes to be recognized for their efforts. Everyone likes to be appreciated for what they've accomplished and what they're doing. If you feel you've been under-acknowledging your team, take control right now, today, and start showing more appreciation. Your actions could motivate others to follow your example as well, and they become leaders. And it makes you feel good when you give appreciation, doesn't it? It boosts your self-esteem, and it also boosts the self-esteem of the other person. So here are five tips to begin to give acknowledgement to the people on your team. Number one, acknowledge work you see well done on a regular basis. And be as specific or general as the situation calls for. Start with something small like nice job and move up to bigger kudos if you aren't used to giving acknowledgments. You can do it by email. You can do it in person. You can do it by telephone. You can do it on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever works. Number two, listen to what others are really saying to you. It feels good when someone listens to you about an idea or a project that you might have in mind or a challenge that you'd like to solve. When someone is working through it with you and truly, sincerely listening, it's motivational. Put away the electronic devices, close your computer screen, and listen to your team member sincerely. Here's number three. Become interested in your team members' lives. Ask them basic questions about their favorite hobbies or their family or their why for succeeding or their goals for the coming year. People feel appreciated when they know you're interested in their lives. Number four, offer training and educational opportunities. Give team members work challenges that will stretch them to grow and learn and be there to answer their questions. And finally, number five, and it seems so simple, but say thank you. It goes a long way to making someone feel appreciated for their work, and it enhances self-esteem. You know, it's part of human nature to want to feel appreciated and recognized, and to feel that we're making a difference in the work we're doing and even in the lives around us. It's a great way for both team leaders and team members to earn the respect and trust of one another. So, take the time to show your appreciation and recognition for the work of your team members. Be the team leader that others will want to follow and emulate. So again, remember what William James said. The most fundamental psychological need is to be appreciated. And a book that I've always enjoyed is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And if you haven't read that as a team leader, I highly recommend it. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my very newest Kindle and paperback, 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business, on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. And in fact, let me suggest that you check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon.com. Also, please keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'll leave you with this quotation from Eleanor Roosevelt. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.